Yes, it's that time again. Doors to the Copilot are now open. The Copilot is my signature program where I help expats at crossroads to transform their constant overthinking about the future into clear, confident decisions that actually move their global life forward. This isn't just about finding clarity and knowing what to do. This is also really about taking action and creating momentum. The Copilot is the only room dedicated for expats at crossroads, and so you will also find your tribe of like-minded people. It is absolutely the community that you didn't know you needed. Or as one participant said, the juice was all in the group. I would love for you to join as well. Doors are now open until February 17th when we start with our first call. Take a look at the link in the show notes to find all the information that you need to join today. Hey guys, welcome back to This Expat Life. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. Instead of the usual me talking for 40 minutes about a topic, I'm going to show you a part of the masterclass that I hosted last week, Stop Spinning Your Wheels, how high-achieving expats can escape overthinking and overdoing and lead with clarity and confidence. Because as I was preparing this masterclass, I was looking at what do high achievers do? What do they still miss? What do they desire? And I realized, and I was already realizing this after coaching over 150 expats and also having my own experience, that high achievers usually make two mistakes. They have their two go-to strategies that have brought them very far, but they're also kind of keeping them trapped in a way. They've relied a lot on these strategies, but these strategies are now holding them back from further growth. And I see this again and again with the coachees that come to my coaching practice. So in the coaching, I work a lot on undoing those two strategies so that these expats can really feel better and make aligned changes in their lives. And I thought I need to share this with more people. So in today's episode, you'll hear why your two go-to strategies aren't working out for you and what you can do instead. And I'll also share part of my personal story. So you're about to listen to a part of my masterclass, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm not an expat coach. So I'm really a life coach, and I really focus on the person, and I don't focus so much on the expat circumstances, because I really believe that growth and change comes from the inside out. And once you can do that, that's when you have lasting growth and lasting change. And if you only look at the expat circumstances, I think you're missing out on way too much. So I attract a lot of high achievers and I work with them on deeper personal things, but they also find the understanding of expat life and having that global history that you bring along in your life. I understand that very well. Yeah, and as you're about to see, this masterclass is hopefully going to change how you view agency that you have over your life, and that it doesn't have to be always a struggle or hard work, and that you can actually feel like a 9 out of 10 in your life if you want to. So the expats that I was talking to in my survey, I already mentioned a few of those things, but they said things like, I don't know where I will be next year. I'm constantly overthinking my decisions. My friends are progressing in their personal life. Am I behind because they're all married with kids and I'm not? Should I maybe move back home? I feel the pressure to decide. There were people who are constantly worrying, and they just said, I want to enjoy where I am in life and in my location. Some of them felt stuck and they didn't know what they want. And others were really struggling with work-life balance in their busy expat life. So they had a very full life and they were struggling to also give enough time to their family or their hobbies or just their long-term things, and to also feel calm in all of it. And this matches so well with what I see in my coaching practice. And so I was looking at the results and preparing for this masterclass, and I realized these expats either feel stuck, disconnected, or unsure. And I think there are maybe three things that are often going on here, maybe just one for each person, maybe a combination. But the first thing is that it's often like future circumstances that are unclear, and you believe you need to know the direction first before you can take the next step. So there was someone who said, my husband is waiting for his job where we're going to be moving to next year. So the future feels really uncertain. And until that time, I'm not sure if this is a good step to take. So she was just stuck, basically. Often also, there are so many options if you want to change, and they're often related. So you might think like, okay, I'm done with this job. I want to go to another company, or I want to change my career altogether. But wait, do I even want to stay in this country then? Do I want to move to another country, or should I just move back home? I miss my family and friends there, but I'm not sure if I want to live there, exactly like someone was saying in the chat. So you're thinking about one thing in your life, and that already has a few options, and those options impact other areas of your life. And before you know it, you created this whole web of options, and you're there in the middle, frozen and stuck, because you don't know what is the right thing to do. And then there are also people who are living the expat success story on paper, like I was saying in the beginning, but it doesn't feel that way. And these people often try to find a solution in external things. So either they keep themselves busy to not feel anything negatively, or they just try to make changes on the outside, hoping that that will make them feel differently as well. So it's stuck, disconnected, or just unsure. But the mistake that is being made here, in my eyes, is that looking to the outside for change or for grip in terms of uncertainty is understandable, but putting your attention on external circumstances, in my eyes again, is a never-ending game. Because if you're always looking at the outside, you know, the outside is always going to change. So I really do believe that's a puzzle that will never be complete. And now I wanted to go to why your go-to strategies aren't working. So what I'm seeing with the high-achieving expats that I coach, the first go-to strategy when they feel like something isn't right or the future is unclear is that they start to overthink. Now, I'm curious, let me know in the chat if you are prone to overthinking as well. If you feel like, oh yeah, I'm stuck in my head all the time. Yes, definitely. Okay, I used to be like this. I can still get like that. A lot of yeses. Okay, good. Not good for you, but there's a way to overcome this. So what I believe and what I see again and again is that your brain is your biggest asset because it brought you far in life. It probably gave you this career or it helped you to figure out your path and move abroad. But I think it's also now your biggest trap. Because high achievers like yourselves are used to thinking their way through decisions, dilemmas, or difficult situations. And the problem here is that this approach doesn't work when the pieces of the puzzle aren't complete yet, like where will I be in a year? Or when less rational elements come into play. So when it's not so much about, rational decisions. I had an expat who had a call with me 2 weeks ago. And she was also making a decision about her career and a country. And she said, I made these pros and cons lists, but I still don't know what I want. And I thought, that's because you're trying to rationalize something that isn't fully rational. So it doesn't work that way. However, as a high achiever, you're so used to using your brain in that way that that is your go-to strategy. You try to think your way through things. But when that doesn't work because the pieces of the puzzle aren't complete or they're not rational, it leaves you far from the sense of direction and calmness that you are hoping to find. And it also leaves you in paralysis because you feel you need to know for sure that the next step is the right one before you can take it. But because so many pieces are missing, you're never fully sure. And so you stay stuck and just overthinking, and going through loops in your head and probably not getting out of them. The second strategy, I think it's a tiny bit less common, but still very common, is keeping yourself busy and finding the solution externally, like I was already mentioning. So many high achievers are incredibly busy people by nature because they're ambitious and they just want to enjoy life to the fullest. But as expats, you might even have a fuller life, because you also have a social circle back home to maintain, for example. And you're very used to doing and to being in action. And with many high achievers, when like negative feelings come up, I do this quote unquote, because I don't believe in negative feelings, but like restlessness or doubt or anxiety, you jump into action to fix it. Like you feel, ooh, something isn't right, so I need to fix it. I need to take action. I need to take control of it. So here is the keeping yourself busy and doing coming in. Or maybe your life is already so full that you don't even recognize those feelings are present. A few months ago, I was on a trip and I went to some events and I was nonstop with people. And there were a few emotions going on inside of me. But because I was busy from 7 a.m. till 11 p.m., I didn't have the space to even connect to myself. And that's what a lot of high achievers do. I coach a lot of them. Their lives are so full that they lost complete connection with their emotions. And the problem here is that fixing or changing something on the outside doesn't necessarily change how you feel. We often think that, like, oh, if I just fix it, then it will change how I feel. But that's really not the case always. And if your attention is always on the outside, this will be an exhausting race. Because again, that outside is always changing and you'll never have full grip over it. But I've been myself there too. This is why I speak about this. And I have been there not once, not twice, but three times until I finally learned a lesson. And these were the three big times. There were probably a lot smaller times too. And the first time was, I think it was now 10 years ago. Yeah, 10, 11 years ago. I was working in corporate London. I was in a company that had a toxic environment and I was nearing a burnout, or maybe I was already in it, I'm not sure. But every Sunday evening, I had the Sunday scaries and stress was, I was completely taken over by stress. I couldn't sleep, I was crying. And every Tuesday, I was alone responsible for a big deadline. And what I didn't know at the time and what I do know now is that I had this really strong belief that I wasn't good enough. And so every Tuesday, that belief got tested and confirmed in my eyes. So by Sunday, like, I was so taken aback by all the stress and anxiety that I couldn't properly function anymore. And my only solution, like, I had no energy left. I couldn't, you know, after work, I couldn't even cook anymore. I was really tired and I was just really low. And my only solution at the time was like, okay, this job is awful. This city is not as nice anymore. I'm going to move. I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to move back to the Netherlands. Now, thankfully, that all worked out because 4 months later, I started my diplomacy career. But my only solution that I saw at the time was like, it's the job, it's the country. I have to change everything altogether. And if I knew what I know now, I'm sure I would have found another solution where I would be at peace in a good job still in London. And what was interesting also was that 4 months later, I started my diplomacy career and we had our diplomatic class that we all started together. And I thought, okay, great. I have a new house, in a new city, in a new country, home country, new job. Everything is working out for me. I feel better. But the night before we started the diplomatic class, I had a minor panic attack. So that belief that I had was just, you know, right there still. And it fully got kicked in again. And this is when I started to learn, maybe it's not only about changes on the outside, but I really need to go inwards first to change anything for real. It's a pity that you can't see my screen because I put some nice photos here, but maybe another time. The second time was when I moved to Brasilia as a diplomat and I had this really fancy diplomat life. I have a picture here where I'm in front of like a mini plane to go see a project in the Amazon. There was a lot of travel. I had amazing friends. There was a lot of money. On the outside, my diplomat life was fantastic. But on the inside, I felt unfulfilled with my job. I was scattered and all over the place. I was tired as fuck. I was always with my head in the future, but like always. And I had a growing feeling inside of me like something needs to change. And I knew already at the time I wanted to quit my job and I was already thinking about becoming a coach. But there was this growing unease. And my solution at the time was just travel more, keep myself busy, and try to anticipate future events in an attempt for control. Because I was just so constantly in the future and trying to juggle everything and take control of my stress. And I was scenario mapping all the time to in an attempt for control. So I was always basically doing and thinking. And I was very far from the peace that I wanted to feel. And the third time was when I moved to the Netherlands after Brazil. I moved into a new home and 3 weeks later, my dad very unexpectedly died. And this was a huge shock. And it was also amid starting a new job, trying to settle in my home country again, where I hadn't grown so many roots, getting my heart broken in it, starting my coaching training, and endless lockdowns and curfews because it was in 2020. And this all happened in 3 months. And my mind was racing. My body was so tense that I couldn't sleep. And I really wanted to escape. I wanted to be away from here. But I couldn't because of Corona. And that's when I finally got the memo. It took me a few years, but the memo was, it's inward first and making changes from there. Because the pain was so real and so present and so much that I couldn't think my way out of this one. And I also couldn't find distraction or solutions in external changes. I was really forced to go inward and sit with the pain and process everything that was going on. And I also had to take a real honest look at myself and at the beliefs and emotions and thought loops that I found myself in that really weren't serving me anymore. So there was a lot of processing done. And that led me to a transformation I never expected, because at that time I was already getting trained to become a coach. But I realized now that without that perfect storm, as I call it, I would never be the coach that I am today, because without it, I would never have that transformation. And nowadays, I feel so present and connected, no matter where I am, really. I feel more relaxed. Life feels light. I'm able to enjoy where I am. And I know where I'm going. And I'm also very confident in my decisions. And my vision is very clear. And that really wasn't because my life has been better since the perfect storm. Actually, far from it. Because 2 years after my dad died, my mom also passed away. And 3 months after my mom, my grandma passed away, the last grandparent that I had. And a year later, my heart got broken again. And I also moved to Rio for 6 months, where I experienced loneliness and health struggles. And also, I'm an entrepreneur. So if you think that expat uncertainty is big, entrepreneur uncertainty is even bigger. So all the outer challenges were still there, maybe even more. Yet I do feel so much better now. I'm happy all the time. I'm joyful. And I am just so much calmer. And I softened up as well. And after also coaching 150 expats in the same process, I really realized having a rock solid inner GPS is the only way to create an expat life you feel really good in, no matter where life takes you. And with really good, I mean the things I was just mentioning: lighter, to be able to enjoy where you are, trusting the process, having peace of mind, feeling more fulfilled, feeling more confident, and also having more clarity. When I was going through the survey that I published a couple of weeks ago, these were the things that everyone was hoping to feel, that there was a gap between where they were now and where they wanted to be. And all these feelings were that, where they wanted to be. And also, if you think about it, how are you going to find grip, direction, or clarity if you focus on what's going on externally? It's outside of you. But as an expat, your circumstances are by nature always in flux. You or the people around you are changing, especially if you are in an expat bubble. Friends that are moving away, you or your spouse waiting for a new posting, visa issues. You know, these things come up and there's so much change around you. And so if you're always going to look for the outer things for that grip that you're looking for, again, it's an endless game. And if whether you feel good, confident, sure, and relaxed depends on those things that I was just mentioning, like friends that are around you or certainty about the future, you will always be following and not leading. And you'll really want to have a strong inner GPS so that you can navigate those events and not let them determine the way for you. And also, and I'm sure this one you recognize, as an outsider to a different culture, and perhaps culture after culture, if you are a serial expat, you have no familiar anchors around you. So wouldn't you also really need a trusted inner GPS or compass to fall back on, no matter where you go, that you have that inside of you? So this is what I do with my coaches. And, you know, I mentioned a rock solid inner GPS, and I know what I mean with it, but let me just briefly explain, because it may sound a little bit vague. But to me, having that rock solid inner GPS is really about knowing yourself. It's about knowing your pitfalls and your triggers and your responses to them. I have this tendency of creating chaos wherever I go and of working too hard. I really know this about myself, so I already put things in advance in place so that I don't go there. It's knowing your needs. It's knowing what you really want. It's a lot of knowing, but I believe it's also about taking action. It's from the inside out, really knowing who you are, what you bring to the table, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and making changes from there and making sure that you can support yourself no matter where you go. I was just mentioning that I have this tendency to work really hard. And when I lived in Rio, that tendency came up and I realized a little bit too late that it was blocking me from creating a really strong social circle. So this was when I was dealing with loneliness. If you can know these things in advance, you can work with yourself. This is why having a rock solid inner GPS is so important. And this is my cat, one of my two cats. So when you have that rock solid inner GPS, you can worry less, you can relax and trust more, because you'll know how to figure things out also when the time is there. There's no need to anticipate it like I was doing in Brasilia, trying to anticipate the future. There's a lot more calmness now. One of my coaches, Anna Teo, she wrote a review, which I can see here, but you unfortunately cannot. And she also said, I started my journey with worries and uncertainty. And now, no matter in which country I am, I have everything in myself to always make myself feel at home and achieve my goals. So this is really that inner compass that I'm talking about. But I can hear you also think, but, my situation is unique and it really requires clarity on the outside first. I can't move ahead without knowing that missing puzzle piece. I know that is valid for some of you or maybe for many of you. But that also assumes that you need to know the outcome first in order to feel good. And that's the trap of the overthinker. And a rock solid inner GPS will catch that. And it will help you see how you can already feel the way you want to feel, even when the future is unclear. You don't need outer circumstances to feel a certain way. So that's the trap of the overthinker, but the overdoer also has a trap or a but, an objection to this inner GPS that I'm talking about. And this person might go, I barely have enough time for my regular expat life and the figuring out and decisions that I need to make on top of it, let alone for developing this inner GPS. And I get it. It takes time of you and commitment. But that's what my coachee Anne said as well before we started working together. And what if I told you that when you have that rock solid inner GPS, you make decisions much faster and more confidently? After all, you're not losing all this time and energy over overthinking, because if you have that rock solid inner GPS, you don't have to think about everything. You know, you can trust that it's the right decision, and that saves so much energy. So it might be a little bit of time investment up front, but the payoff is huge. Okay, so now that we know you need to have this rock solid inner GPS, how do you actually develop it? Well, I hope you enjoyed that part of the masterclass, and hopefully you now also see that overthinking and doing more isn't always working in your favor. And if you're now thinking, hey, I also want to have that rock solid inner GPS so that I can feel better in my life, even when all the circumstances are in flux, let's work together. Because in my coaching, I really help you with tools and approaches that are focused on getting to know the real you at a deeper level. And these are insights that you can take with you wherever you go. So you're not only going to look to the external circumstances, to the country, to feel better in your expat life. And these are insights that if you translate them into concrete action, this will have lasting change on your life. Because you'll know how to support yourself. You'll know your traps and pitfalls. You'll know what you need to really feel good, instead of trying to find the answers in the external all the time. And if you want to work together, I have two options right now. The first option is my premium one-to-one coaching journey, where we'll work together for 4 months pretty intensively. It comes with 6 online sessions, a follow-up session, unlimited WhatsApp support in between, and you'll also have access to my 2 online courses. And another option is my upcoming group program, the Co-Pilot. And in this program, I will teach you the most effective and most popular coaching tools and approaches that I use with my one-on-one coaches, but without the big price tag. And if you want to know more about this program, doors open very soon. So stay tuned for the next episode or check the link in the show notes if you're listening to this later on. I'd love to welcome you either in the coaching journey or in the co-pilot. Have a good day wherever you are and talk to you soon again.